Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Landis moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Landis scores. Buford scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert bunts in front of the plate. Orsino fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lemon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Savarin moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Orsino for a passed ball. Hansen moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 0 in the game. Herbert bunts in front of the plate. Orsino fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Orsino for a passed ball. McCraw moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Nicholson moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Westock now pitching. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is walked intentionally. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Al Weiss. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Hansen moves to third. Jones moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 0 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Hansen scores. Jones moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. It's 7 to nothing, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8 to nothing, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Herbert moves to second. It's 9 to nothing, White Sox. George Brunette now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Herbert scores. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 11 to nothing, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Nellie Fox now playing second base. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 12-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Martin moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herbert is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing third base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Martin reaches second base with a double. Hansen moves to third. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for George Brunette. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Buford tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 13 to nothing, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Nicholson steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 14-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Nicholson scores. Hansen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.